Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Frontier Springs Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Mehra from TIL Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Zico. Welcome, everyone, and thanks for joining this Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call of Frontier Springs Limited. The investor updates have already been uploaded on the stock exchange, company website, and already emailed to you. In case you do not have a copy of the same, please feel free to reach out to us. To take us through the discussion, we have with us from the management team, Mr. Kapil Bhatia, Managing Director, and Mr. Dhruv Bhasi, Company Secretary. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the business and the financial performance in Q2 FY24, which will be followed by the Q&A session. I would like to remind you all that everything said in this call reflecting any outlook for the future, which can be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with the risk and uncertainty that the company faces. These risks and uncertainties have been mentioned in our annual report. With that said, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Kapil Bhatia. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome to Frontier Springs Limited maiden earnings conference call. We are delighted to have you join us today. As this is our very first conference call, I would like to take a moment to underscore our commitment to increasing openness with our stakeholders. In our endeavor to keep you informed, we have taken the initiative to provide quarterly updates and convey half-yearly conference calls. These sessions will serve as a platform to discuss our company's performance, the strategic direction, future outlook, and importantly, address any queries you may have. Recognizing that many of you might be new to Frontier Springs Limited, I shall provide a brief overview of our business before delving into our performance for the quarter. Frontier Springs Limited is one of the leading manufacturers of hot coil compression springs, air springs and forging components for wagons, railways, carriages and locomotives. We have two state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities located in Kanpur, Uttar Pradesh, and another one is in Pota Sahib, Himachal Pradesh. For the last 30 years, we are registered with RDSO for the supply of coil springs and other components to Indian Railway. We have developed a large number of products as per the latest specification of RDSO, and we are also certified by International Rail Industry Standard, IRIS. While the Indian Railways remains our primary customer, our extensive portfolio also caters to other prominent companies who are vendors to railways such as BHEL, Texmeco, Titagarh Wagons, Jupiter Wagon, amongst the others. We categorize our operations into three principal verticals. The first one is coil spring. Since transitioning from leaf springs to hot coil spring in 1991, we have been supplying to Indian Railways with a variety of coil springs that optimize space, reduce fatigue, and minimizing the weight of the wagon, locomotives, and carriages. The other component is forging. Our foray into forging in 2011 saw us setting up a facility in Kanpur where we manufacture certain train components. We have two forging hammer. One is 1 ton, another is 3 ton. And 6-ton hammer is also in the house, which we are starting very soon. Our comprehensive in-house workshop, we can handle material ranging from 100 grams to 80 kg. The third one is our newest air spring. Our newest venture involves a collaboration with ContiTech Germany to provide air spring for LHB coaches. Notably, our air springs are also utilized in Indian fastest train, Vande Bharat Express, and other metro rail also. Turning to the industry landscape, the Indian Railways, which is our primary customer and a significant contributor to the Indian economy, registered record revenue figures of 2.4 lakh crore in financial year 2023, reflecting a jump of nearly 25% over the previous year. The railway invested heavily into new infrastructure such as tracks, locomotive, coaches during the year. It also launched a number of new initiatives such as Vande Bharat Express and the Gatiman Express. The Ministry of Railway invested almost 1 lakh crore in augmenting the capacity of the network. Thus, financial year 2023 witnessed the highest ever commissioning of new train lines and doubling the tracking to 5,243 kilometers. Additionally, the higher investments in dedicated freight corridor and the Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train have ensured rapid progress in the railways and also in the wagon procurement. In the Union Budget 22-23, the railways was allocated 1.4 trillion rupees. The funds will be spent on the building railway tracks, wagons, trains, locomotives, electrification, signaling, developing facilities at the station while focusing on the safety. Our fortune are directly linked to the growth of Indian Railways, and given the massive investments we are witnessing, I can confidently say that our future looks very promising. Our role in the wagon industry, where demand is exceeding the cumulative capacity of manufacturer, is pivotal. With our products finding their place within these wagons, the opportunities are abundant. The magnitude of opportunity extends beyond wagons alone. Similar demand trends are evident in locomotives and the passenger coaches segment, where volumes are notably higher. To capitalize on this opportunity, we have been making a lot of strategic investment. We are also diversifying our horizon by supplying products to original equipment manufacturers for metros and are in active discussion with a lot of big players for the same. We are also positioning ourselves to fulfill the Indian government's Make in India initiative, aiming for at least 70% indigenization in our products to secure government contracts. Now coming to the performance of quarter two financial year 24, we delivered a robust performance with a 28% growth in top line on the year-to-year basis. Both our core vertical springs forgings have sustained their momentum, contributing significantly to our performance during the period. The margins we have witnessed this quarter are indicative of our business true potential. In a significant development for our air spring vertical, we have been approved as a developmental source by Indian Railway. This accreditation empowers us to participate in tenders comprising 20% of the Indian Railway requirement for air springs. We are optimistic about the vertical contribution to our business with a substantial order execution anticipated in the next financial year. We are anticipating of the final nod as a regular source for the supply of air spring to Indian Railway, which we expect to secure by quarter one financial year 25. In light of the strong demand for air springs, we have decided to enhance our manufacturing capabilities, committing an additional capital expenditure of approximately 5 crore. This investment will expand our production from 120 coaches set per month to 200 coaches set per month, thereby aligning the air spring vertical capacity with the combined top line potential of our coil springs and the forging division. Our expansion plans are well underway and we aim to conclude this enhancement by the end of this fiscal year. With the completion of this initiative, we will poised for strong growth. Furthermore, the arrival and ongoing installation of 6-ton hammer at our facility will augment our operational capacity and is a clear indicator of our commitment to growth. These strategic investments are set to be reflected in our financials from the subsequent year as we continue to fortify our position within the industry. The outlook for our product with the Indian Railway is exceptionally promising. Our focus on investment and innovation position us well to achieve a top line of 500 crore by year 2027 as we capitalize on the opportunities that lies ahead. With that, I will now open the floor for any question that you might have. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, I'm trying to understand that, sir, what gives you confidence that we will be able to touch 500 crore revenue by 2027, which is only 3-4 years from now, considering that in the past 3 years, there has been hardly any growth in the top line, which is flattish at around 100 crore. And our EBITDA has actually fallen from around 20 crore to 15 crore over the trailing 12 months, past 12 months. So what gives you that confidence? And sir, also, how much capex do we need to incur to reach that target?
Thank you so much. My confidence to reach 500 crore is that this year we are planning to touch almost 160 crore and by adding Air Spring, which is a very high value added item and a good margin, we are hoping to get almost the same as Coil Spring turnover for the next year, which will be around 50 crores, and forgings also after installing of Sixton Hammer. So I am very confident that this financial year we'll be closing around 150 to 160 crore, and next year will be 200 plus crore business. So 27 is not that far, and we are quite confident that we'll achieve, because forging industry has a other than railway, there is a lot of scope. We are discussing few components with the defense also from BML, where we are going to add some components for the defense through BML, Bangalore. And other components also. So we are quite hopeful that and quite confident that by 27 we'll be touching a turnover of around 500 crores. And the capex which we are doing for expansion is required another almost 5 to 6 crore in Air Spring and around 4-5 crore in forging, so 10 to 12 crore capex, which we are going to do it from the internal accruals. We are not taking any loan from the bank or any financial institution, and we are capable enough to do this through our internal accruals. So there will be no debt load on the company, and we'll be able to do this capex by this year end or maybe the first quarter of next financial year. Thank you.
So this 10-12 crore capex is enough for us to reach 500 crore revenue?
Yes, it is quite sufficient for us.
Okay, sir. And sir, did you mention that for FY25, our revenue target is 200 crore or 250 crore?
It is 200 crores.
Great, sir. And sir, also lastly, sir, if you could give us some idea about the product mix, what is it currently? In terms of between springs and forging components, as well as with your 500 crore target, what will be the what is the expected revenue mix between spring and forging?
By 2027, you are asking.
Yes, sir.
At the moment, I can give by the next year that we'll be doing around 50 crores of air springs and 60 to 70 crore of coil springs, and around 70 crores of this thing, forgings. So that would be for the next year, and then subsequently around 20 to 25% growth for the next financial year coming up.
Great, sir. And sir, if you could give us some idea about the margins that, sir, I am assuming some operating leverage will should kick in, because last time in FY20 when we hit 100 crore revenue, then our operating margins were 20%, which came down to 12% last year. So now that we will ramp up our production, then what kind of margins can we expect for this financial year and when we reach 500 crore revenue?
By this year, we are targeting EBITDA of around 15% for this year, which will be more than the last year. And we'll try to maintain between 15 to 18% for the next years coming up.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, and best of luck.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ayush Agarwal from MAPL Value Investing Fund. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible.
Yeah, please.
Sir, my first question is that, you know, we see all the listed companies like Titagar Wagon and Jupiter Wagon doing very well. Is our growth not linked to them, and how should we understand that, because they have been reporting 50-60% growth year on year, and our growth has finally come this quarter. So what you know, where have we been, like, you know, either lagging, or what is happening that suddenly this growth is coming and we are confident about this 500 crore number?
Well, actually, if you compare our company with Titagar and Jupiter, they are a wagon manufacturer and we are the component supplier to Titagar and Jupiter. We are supplying springs and some forging component to them. So as far as revenue are concerned, they are selling one wagon to Indian Railways to around 25 lakhs, and we are selling in one wagon, we are selling around 40 to 50,000 rupees components to wagon manufacturer, whether it is Titagar, Jupiter, Texmeco, or any other wagon manufacturer. And before last year, it was a stable market. Like, Indian Railway used to procure 12 to 14,000 wagons per year. And last year, they have suddenly procured 80,000 wagon tender they have done, and they have given order to Jupiter and Titagar majorly, and to other manufacturers also. So suddenly there is an increase in demand, and then and before that, the wagon springs were not quite marginable, so we were doing less. But as the demand came and there was a scarcity of supply, we are able to increase our prices, and now the prices are good enough to supply to the wagon manufacturer. So we have started doing more wagon springs. Before that, we were doing less wagon springs, and depending upon the passenger springs and the locomotive springs. So as the wagon industry demand grows and the price has also increased because of the less supplier to the wagon spring to the industry, so now the prices are also climbed, and we are able to do that, and we are quite confident that in future, because this year again Indian Railways are planning to buy another 50,000 wagon, so demand remains will high, and we are trying to reach our optimum capacity utilization by this year, and at the moment we are doing around 70% to 80% in our coil spring division, and we have a good margin in forging. We are at the moment we are doing 50%, so we have good margin to increase our capacity there also. So we have capacity also, and the prices will be good. So we are quite confident that we are able to get good prices and are able to achieve the required turnover.
All right, so that is good to know. So, sir, you mentioned that, you know, in the presentation, airspring will be 120 crores, and let's say in that 500 crores, we are accounting for that 120 crores. So remaining is 380 crores from the traditional spring business and our forging division. So of this 380, what can be the rough split between forging and the, you know, non-air spring business?
This is year 2027, you are asking, where we are able to touch around 500.
Correct. So out of 500, yes.
It will be around 30% from the air spring, and the balance is from the forging and the coil spring.
So that is what I'm asking, that between forging and coil spring, what can be the rough split that we can assume, because you are saying we are already 70-80%
yeah.
utilization in coil spring.
Yeah. So coil spring will be around 120 to 130 crores, and the rest is forging.
Okay. So that means, and what would be forging revenues in FY23, if I may ask?
FY23 will be around 50 crores.
Sir, which means that we are expecting a very big growth in forging division, and
yes,
what is giving us that confidence?
We are increasing our forging capacity from 3 tons to 6 tons also, and we are also planning to get into the defense sector also, other than railway. So, and for coil spring plant is just a dedicated plant where we can produce only coil springs. And forging industry is such where we can do any component for any industry. We are, at the moment, we are doing railways, we are entering into defense, because those plant and machinery can be used for any industry. Coil spring is a dedicated plant which can be used for coil springs. Air spring is a plant which we can do the air spring only, but forging is an open type of industry. So, where we can do, make a die for the component, and we can forge anything up to 80 to 100 kg. So we have a lot of scope in forging. Exports also, and other than railways also, the defense as well as, at the moment we are not trying it, but there is a tractor industry, then automotive, you know. We are not doing that at the moment, but second, we are going for the defense.
Understood. And sir, what can be the, you know, rough margins at 150 odd crores of forging revenues in the forging division?
Well, it will be around 12 to 14%.
Okay. Understood. Sir, my final question is on the airspring business. Given the partnership with Contitech, is there an export opportunity in the airspring business as well?
It is through, we are in negotiation with companies called Siemens, Bombardier, and other, those who are making a metro coaches in India, and they are exporting it to the other country. So we are already in talk with Siemens, Bombardier, Alstom. So they are approving our facility, and they might give order. Like, we are quite confident they will get order. And the metro coaches which they are supplying to Indian Railway as well as to the other countries, so through them we are able to do the exports.
Understood. Sir, I'll come back in the queue. Thanks for answering your question.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Garvit Goyal from Nvest Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Congrats for a good set of numbers. My first question is on the order book. So what is the size of order book do we have right now? And what is the expected execution timeline for the same?
What is the size of?
Order book.
Yeah, we have the order book is full for this financial year. That's why we are quite confident that we are touching almost 150 to 160 crore this year. And the system in Indian Railways are there are every day there are tenders from the zonal railways, from the wagon builders, from the other things. So it is by the time we'll execute this financial year, we'll have it is a journey. So every day there are tenders. It's not like that there is a one tender and then we are sitting all over the all the year. So every day there are tenders and we are getting orders, and by the time these orders will be executed for this financial year, we'll have order for the next quarter or maybe next 6 months. And that is a procedure getting orders from the
Can't you disclose, for the quarter end order book kind of thing? Can't you disclose the amount of order book do we have that is to be executed in next, say, 6 months, 7 months?
By this financial year, we are touching around, yesterday we have already disclosed the quarterly result for this financial year. We have already touched around 69 crores in six months. So we are quite confident that we'll be touching for another 80 crores for this financial year.
And sir, you mentioned you have 20% of total supplies of air springs to railways. So can you help me to understand the competitive landscape of your business? Like who are the competitors? What kind of share do they have? Are we the number one player or anyone else is like you mentioned you will be approved in Q1 FY25. So who is supplying right now to Vande Bharat? Kindly put some color on that also, sir.
Vande Bharat is one of the train where they are using air spring, but the traditional NHB spring, they have now also converting coil spring and air spring both. They are using one coil spring and started using the air spring in the regular passenger LHB coaches. Vande Bharat at the moment they are importing. So, but as Make in India, they have also pressured that to convert into the Indian manufacturers. And like we are new into the field, so we are only allowed till January, till next April, that we'll be able to quote only for 20% of the tender quantity required by Indian Railways. Rest will go to the 80% will go to the already existing manufacturer to get order. But by April onward, we'll also be into the same foray and be able to get 100% order after executing a minimum quantity of 200 coach sets to the railways. By the time we'll be able to do that, so we'll also be able to get that. And it is not only for Vande Bharat. It will be for the regular LHB coaches also where they are
Understood. And you mentioned 80% to the existing manufacturers. So who are those manufacturers?
One is Avadh Rabad and another is Tile Engineering, which they are already approved since last 2-3 years. So I am the third one or fourth one to get approval.
And sir, if we look at your PPE, which is somewhere around 43 CR, and you mentioned we are doing capex of 12 CR, so for airspring, and that will help us to get 120 CR additional revenue. So even if I exclude that 7 CR capex that we did earlier for airspring, we are at 120 CR revenue on net block of 35 CR. And you are saying that for that 12 CR capex, we will do somewhere around 120 CR additional revenue. So how is that possible? Can you please help me to understand that?
At the moment, because it's a new plant, we have set up a capacity of 120 coach set for air spring. 120 coach set means around one coach set required of 4 air springs. So 100 coach sets required of 400 springs. So we are doubling our capacity to the 200 coach set. That will be around 800 springs per month. So 800 springs per month will be around 12 crores to 13 crore per month revenue will be there since after this financial year. This is the scenario.
And right now we are getting, I think, zero kind of revenue from air springs, right?
Like this year, we have already executed around 3 to 5 crore rupees business till second quarter.
From air springs?
From air spring, and by this year end, we'll be able to touch around 15 to 20 crores.
Understood. And who are those customers? Like, we are not yet approved for air spring by Indian Railways.
It is ICF, MCF, RCF for the regular LHB coaches.
Understood. Okay, that's fine. I'll join the queue for the follow-up.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Harsh M. from Chris PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, sir. Congrats, sir, on great share of numbers. I think I had 5 questions. 4 have been already answered. I'll just ask the couple of ones which are pending. One, I just wanted to understand the 6-ton hammer. By when do we expect commercial production? And by when do we expect to get the orders from the defense or from these new industries which you are targeting? Any timeline which you have set internally?
Yeah, we are. Our target is to start trial production by February and till from the next financial year, that is 24-25, we are able to start the commercial production.
Got it. Fair.
We are already in talk with DML for the trial orders for their defense purpose. So we'll be getting that orders, trial orders very soon.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And just one more question I had was in terms of forging division, like you said, you will be able to reach out to multiple industries, so defense being one of them. Any other industry which is there on your mind, you know, where you think you'll be able to add value basis your credentials, which is there on your mind?
That is the tractor industry, basically.
Okay.
The Mahindra, the Swaraj, all these tractor industries required a good number of forgings.
Okay. Okay. And what will be your USP to cater to tractors? Because already there are multiple players catering
That's why it is down my list. But just to utilize the full capacity, so we may cater a certain part of tractor industry to us. But we are trying to get more and more the railway things, so that we end the defense where the margins are good.
Perfect. Makes sense. Fine. I'll come back in the queue if I have any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Kush Gangar from Care PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, most of my questions also have been answered. Just one question. What would be our revenue mix between Indian Railways and private companies like wagon manufacturers? Any, you can share a broad mix?
Actually, I don't treat them as a private because they are in turn to supply to the Indian Railways. So I treat them, they might be private, but they are ultimately supplying to railway. So I count them as a railway industry, basically. And basically the wagon springs which we are going to do, which is almost 20-25% of our supply that goes to the private wagon manufacturer. But in turn, it is all the railway things.
Okay, got it. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Anirudh Shetty from Solidarity Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I'm a bit new to your business, so just wanted to understand the spring products that we make, the forging products that we make, you know, why is it an exciting business to be in? You know, what is so difficult to, you know, make these products? Just wanted to understand the business a little better. So could you just explain the challenges in making this product, the entry barriers that are there?
Basically, all the other product, whether it is forging, the coil spring or the air springs, these are highly, in the Indian Railways, this thing, these are called as a highly safety products because you can understand while the train is moving around 130-140 kilometers per hour speed. So the spring which take all the loads, the air spring take all the load, and the forging components also used in a place where required all the safety factors. So these all are the safety components listed in the Indian Railways approval list. And the approval, to get that approval, Indian Railway has a RD, which is a approving source, that is Research Design Standard Organization, normally we call RDSO. So they have the minimum requirement for manufacturing these components. So they have a minimum plant and machinery requirement, minimum period of trial to get order. So it is a lengthy procedure of almost two and a half years to set a plant, and then you get only a trial order for next 2 years to run your springs for next 2 years to the Indian Railway. And after that, you will be able to get 20% order and then 80%. So it's total setting up a unit, supplying a trial order, and then get 20% order, and then to the regular source, it requires total four years if you are doing very good. Otherwise, it may take five and a half years. So entering into this business for a new supplier it takes a lot of courage, time, because you have to invest a lot of money as per their requirement. You just can't say, okay, I've made the coil spring. They have a minimum plant and machinery required by the RDSO. So you have to invest a lot of money and then wait for 2 years to just get a trial order, and then the trial run period for 2 years to Indian Railway. So by that time, you don't get any order. And because we are into field from last 30, 35 years. So whenever we set up any new plant for Indian Railway, we have a backup products to support that. Like recently, we have added air spring. It took me almost 1.5-2 years to get into development source. And then it will take another 4-5 months to get me into the regular source. So 2-2.5 years, 3 years is required to get into any regular business for Indian Railway. So any new entrant has to have a lot of patience, money, because they have to serve to the financier who have financed the thing. And if you are not able to get that, so it's a difficult line to get into.
Got it. And, you know, we've classified our products into three segments. So when we say there is forging and there is the spring, what is the manufacturing process to make the springs? Is it different from forging, or, you know, I just want to understand the reason for this classification.
No, it's absolutely different. The coil spring making is an absolutely different plant, and the forging industry is absolutely different. Both have the different units and different plant and machinery.
Got it. And, you know, as we look to gain more market share from, say, you know, 20% to, you know, to a higher number over time, so what, you know, post-2024, what market share do we think we can achieve in these products?
Like coil spring, and I think we are into 100% business. Air spring is a new entrance, so we are stuck with 20% of the tender quantity for the next 6 months. But after that, we are able to do that 100%.
Got it. So when you had mentioned that there are some of our competitors, this is basically, that was basically for air spring today. Because coil spring, we are the only guys. Is that a fair understanding?
Not the only guys. There are other wagon spring manufacturers in Calcutta zone. Those are the small manufacturers. But for the locomotives and for the carriage spring, that passenger coaches spring, we are only two people where those who are supplied to the railways.
Got it. Fair enough, sir. I'll join back in with you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pratik Chaudhary from Samarthya Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, what could be the potential margins in the air spring segment?
It will be around 23-24%.
These are EBITDA margins you're talking about, or are these gross margins?
The EBITDA margins.
Okay. And if we look at the overall market, so I'm trying to understand in terms of will air springs cannibalize or affect sales of our coil springs? So how is the market shifting or how is the market shift happening?
Actually, there are in the normal LHB coaches, before the air spring, there are secondary suspension and the primary suspension. So secondary suspension required per coach around 8 springs. But now primary will be the coil spring, and secondary they are removing the coil springs for the comfortable ride. They are adding the air springs. So removing 8 coil springs and putting the 4 air springs into the coaches, and the rest, the spring which they were using, still they will be used. So it is like that. And
so how many? Yeah, please go on, sir.
Yes.
Sorry.
The coil spring which are removed from the one coach is valued around 2.5 lakhs, and which cost around 2.5 lakhs to the railways. but the adding air spring will cost them around 5 lakh rupees. So removing 2.5 lakh business from the coaches and adding the 5 lakh rupees air springs, so that will increase our revenue from 2.5 to 5 lakhs.
Okay, and will it correspondingly reduce our coil spring business? Because some proportion...
I think that is one suspension springs are going and the rest of will be there, but that will be compensated by the increasing number of coaches by Indian Railway every year. Like 2 years ago, they used to manufacture around 2,000 passenger coaches. This year, they are doing around 5,000 coaches and they have a requirement of around 8,000 coaches from the next year onwards. So this is like that. So we are they are increasing our their requirement of this thing coaches. And then
this is used in a passenger coach, a metro, and is this also used in a wagon?
No, wagon, they don't use any air spring. Wagon is only coil spring. It is only in metros and the passenger coaches. Because it is for basically comfortable ride. So you don't require any comfortable ride on the wagons where they are just using the freight wagons.
Mm-hmm. And what would be the... So has the shift completely in terms of the passenger trains that are being produced as of now, are all of them being fitted with the air springs? Has the shift happened?
The new one will be with the air spring and the coil spring, and the old one which are already running with the coil spring, that will remain run for the coil spring for next 20 years, and we have a replacement market for those things.
And so in the next 2 years, what sort of market size do you envisage for air springs, the total market
total market size of air spring will be around 700 to 800 crores
in the next 2 years?
Yes,
and we are in the next 3 years, and we are hoping to get 150 to 200 crores out of the same. And given that, jaise aapne bola ki the margins are very high, 23-24% EBITDA margins. What is your view on new competition entering this space?
At the moment, there are nobody coming in. If anybody will come, he will take another 2 years, as I have already explained earlier. If anybody comes, it takes another two and a half years to come to our level. Till that time, we'll be doing a lot of business. So it is a continuous process. New people start coming in, and by the time they come, you are able to get good margins and good turnover. So like that, keep on continuing in Indian Railways.
So in your information, are there players similar to yours who are currently undergoing the approval process?
I don't think so. Anybody is there. If there might be anyone, it might be another one, not even two.
And who and how many players are already supplying, who are approved as suppliers and supplying?
Three people.
Three are already supplying as of now. Okay, sir, I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Deepak Podar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, so a few clarification. First of all, you did mention that our order book is currently at 150 to 160 crores currently, right?
Yes.
And what is the execution timeline in there?
So this is a continuous process, as I have told. This year we are targeting 150-160 crore, in which we have already touched around 70 crores. So that we'll able to achieve what we are saying And by the time we execute, we complete this financial year, the next quarter order will be with us. So it's a continuous process with the Indian Railways.
Okay. Okay, understood. Fair enough. And in terms of segmental margin, I think air spring and forging EBITDA margin you mentioned. What is the coil spring EBITDA margin?
That is already there, around 15%.
15%, right? Now, I mean, you did mention that forging will be about 45% of our revenue at 500 crores, right?
Yes.
And what is the that share currently from forging? I mean, currently when we did about 100 crores last year?
Yeah, so it was around 30%.
So ideally forging is growing at a much faster rate, right? And forging
yeah,
being a...
this is the open industry, as I explained you earlier, yes.
Yeah, so ideally it's the lowest margin product, right? But still you're expecting EBITDA margin to improve. So how will that happen? I mean, because it's 12, 13%, 14% kind of a EBITDA margin and it's growing at a much faster rate and still you're expecting your consolidated EBITDA margin to improve to about, what, 18% you mentioned in coming years.
Sir, forging industry, we have added the forging into our business. I've already explained because it is a open type of industry, and the coil spring, air spring is a fixed type of industry where we can produce only those products. And forging margin will be less, but it will keep on adding into our revenues with the less margin, and we are able to get it if there is any problem into the coil spring business in future or maybe air spring. I don't see for the next 20 years there will be any problem. But we are still into the forging so that we can, anytime we wanted to add maybe much further lower margin product, but we are able to continue our business with forging because it's an open type of industry. We can add the customers anytime, automotive, open market, exports, tractor industries, defense, railway. So that's why we have added the forging into our life. Our company, so that we have one unit where we can do n number of products with the might be a less margin, but we have an industry where we can do anytime any product.
Understood. And air spring segment, you said about 50 crores revenue we're targeting FY25. I mean, any minuscule revenue coming in FY24 as well from air spring division?
Yeah. It will be around 15 crores.
15 crores revenue from airspring in this.
Current financial. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's the order inflow we are targeting this year, FY24? As a whole?
What is that?
Order inflow. As a whole, entire year.
It is there, sir. I already explained, it is a continuous process. We keep on getting orders.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fair enough.
You are asking for air spring or you are asking for the...
As a whole, entire company as a whole.
I have already explained you we are doing 150 crore this year. So by the time we complete this financial, we will have an order of another 70-80 crores in our hand by first week of April. So it is a continuous process.
Fair enough. Yeah. I think that's it from my side, sir. I think all the very best to you. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Yoganch Jeswani from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible.
Yeah, please.
Sir, most of the questions have been answered. So just two questions from my end. In terms of airspring, So, how many airspings are required for a Vande Bharat or in a normal passenger coach? Does Vande Bharat require more airspings compared to the normal trains that we see?
No, it is the as far as the coach configuration is concerned, it is only four like the normal passenger coaches has these four airspings for one coach. So it is the same is in the Vande Bharat, that four air springs and 16 coil springs is required in Vande Bharat as well as in the normal passenger coaches.
And so in terms of the opportunity in the metros, in terms of this development source that we have as an authorization, so are we also supplying to any of the metro projects?
At the moment, no, but we are in talks with the Siemens, Alstom and Bombardier for their metro coaches, because we have recently got approval for air springs. So they have already visited our facility. One of the Alstom has already visited. Siemens and Bombardier are due. So we are, and they require these all air springs because they are producing these metro coaches in India, and they also have a pressure to use Make in India components. So for to the 70% of their manufacturing product, like metro coach, if at the moment they are using around 30-40% Indian thing, and rest they are importing and assembling in India. But they have pressure from the Indian government as well as from the Indian Railway to use more than 70% product Make in India. So they have also, they also want a good quality products from India. So I am quite confident that we get into metro coaches business very.
Got it, sir. And sir, in terms of our airstrings also, if I understand correctly, because of our partnership with the foreign company, there is some parts that we import from them. So in terms of the indigenization of this product, how much is Indian? And going forward, is there any target or any such thing wherein we want to bring in more and more Indian parts in the airstring also?
Airspring, we are already doing more than 70% indigenization product, and just 30% we are using imported components. So we are already into Make in India definition is required by Indian Railways or Indian government. And so there is no problem at all.
Okay. That's wonderful to know. So one last question from my end. So in terms of the replacement cycle, if you could talk about in terms of both coil spring and for air spring, so what is a typical replacement cycle of it? And also, suppose our competitor has supplied some air spring to one of the coaches, and now that coach is coming in for replacement. So is there any preference given to the old supplier because of the existing part that gets supplied? Or in that tender, it is competitively bid irrespective of who the previous supplier?
Indian Railways normally used one coach or one wagon or one locomotive for 20 to 23 years of service. And our components are used for, like guaranteed for 5 years. So every 5 years they have to replace all the coil springs, air springs and other components to the new. So we keep on getting requirements on the zonal railway. So, and the part of your second question that other manufacturers use the springs, so we are will be there for competitive thing. So they can use our springs also because the dimensions are the same where the springs are fitted, whether it's ours or our competitor. So we'll be there for offering our springs to the railway. And every coach required at least minimum of 3 replacement cycle of coil spring or air spring replacement every 5 years.
Okay. So that is a repetitive business opportunity for all the players who are in coil spring or air spring market. And so just, yes, just one thing, I don't know if you tabulate this data or maintain this data, but maybe if you can share even a ballpark figure or number around it. So over the years of you supplying coil spring, what has been the rejection rate or failure rate of your parts? And also in this air spring that you have supplied so far, the 4-5 crores in the trial phase, what has been the rejection rate of it, and is there a trajectory in terms of it getting reduced? And if you could share a little bit more on those softer points as well.
So next time I will see whatever it is, but it is, as far as air springs are concerned, there are no rejections what we have supplied till today. Because if there is any rejection, we would not have got the approved developmental source, because that is the requirement of RDSO. Not even a single failure. If there is a single failure, we would not have got. So with our quality and things, the things are moved good since last almost 1 year. So we got our this development source. And as far as rejection of coil springs are concerned, it is less than 1% of our supplies, which is in the acceptance range of RDS.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much, sir, for the patient answers. And this is a very good initiative that the company has taken. And I hope to see more such communications and half yearly conference. Thank you so much, and all the best to you and your team.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Garvit Goyal from Envest Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the follow-up. Just two questions. You mentioned by 27, the total market size for air springs will be 700 CR. So what is the current market size for them?
It is around 300 to 350 crores.
300 to 350 CR, and you are mentioning that there are only two players. One is the Kyle Engineering and second is the Howard Rubber, right? Understood. So what is the exact edge that we are having or we will be having against them in Kyle Engineering and Howard Rubber?
Our main is that the collaborator, which is Continental Contitech, which is from the Germany, and their products are quite reputed all over the world. And both of the other approved sources are using the Chinese product, the rubber product. And there is a lot of problem quality faced by Indian Railways this past 2 years. So ours is a quite reputable company, Continental. You must have heard Continental Tire Company, which is from Germany. And their railway part is called Continental Contitech. And they are already reputed all over the Europe and America. Their products are accepted since last more than 50 years. So we are having that collaboration and that technical know-how. So railways are quite happy with our product. And since last 1 year in the trial, there is not a single year. So that will be the edge from our side to the competitor.
So despite that edge that you mentioned with the collaboration with German part, you people are targeting only 20 to 25% of the market that you are expecting by FY27. So what is the reason for that?
No, I couldn't get your question.
Actually, you were saying by FY27 we will reach to 120 CR revenues for air spring, and the total market will be 700 CR. So what is stopping us to aim for high? Because we are having the quality against the peer, that means we should be able to get the market share in the incremental market as well.
Sir, you are quite right, but I am a little over-cautious person, so I'll always give little less numbers what we are going to get. I know we are getting more, but I am a little cautious and conservative to tell the numbers. Let the time say and our results say.
Okay, and lastly on the CAPEX side, like you mentioned in forgings, we are on we did 50 CR in FY23, and we are at a capacity utilization of 50 to 60%. So in order to achieve that 250 CR kind of revenue by FY27, are we people in need of further CAPEX on this side?
I don't think much is required, but there are requirements, but not going to be the major one. There might be a requirement of few crores, 5 to 10 crores, but that will be from the internal requirements, not a major thing which is required from the CAPEX.
Okay, and right now the CAPEX that is going on is only for the air spring division, for which we already did 7 CR, and yet to be done is 5 CR, right?
Air spring as well as setting up a new hammer of 6 ton in the forging. So
okay.
It will be around 10 crores. Yeah.
Okay, understood. That's fine, sir. That's fine. All the best for the future.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Sriram R, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
thank you for the opportunity. I just have one question. The components which are supplied in our forging division are supplied to passenger coaches for wagon.
It is for wagon as well as for the passenger coaches and for some locomotives also.
And so how much would be the split between wagon and passenger coaches?
At the moment, it is around 50% each, the passenger as well as for the wagon.
Okay. And sir, like 4 years from now, how will that split change? When you mentioned the 500 crore mark, how this it will split change?
That we are adding, as I already mentioned, that we are adding our new customer defense and other things. So that will add to our this thing, and so it will be around 60-70% of railways and 30% of defense to start with, and it might increase further. Right.
Okay, so basically, the growth is going to come from non-passenger coaches, right?
Non-passenger, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Piyush Bora, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yeah, please.
Most of my questions have been answered. I have just one question. In last quarter, company reported highest ever EPS, but in last quarter, I saw a footnote that material was ready to dispatch but could not complete it due to inspection issue. So could you please advise how much was the quantum of that sales is been reflected in this quarter?
So I don't remember what are the numbers, but what was happened that railway has changed the inspection procedure. Earlier, RDSO were doing the inspection at our factory, and now they have privatized the inspection agencies to the private companies. So that transition period was there. So around 1.5 2 crore business was there, which material was there, which was ready to dispatch, but because of the inspection, final inspection could not done. It's not much, around 1.5 to 2 crore. I don't exactly remember the number, but it might be something like that.
Okay, got it, sir. Because why I was asking,
that thing is now regularized, so there is no problem as far as the inspections are concerned.
Okay. And in this financial year, we are targeting around 160 crores of sales, out of which around 80 crores are still, if I consider, 70 to 80 in this half year, and 80 crore is expected in next half. So what is the capacity utilization we have currently?
Capacity utilization, we are around 60% in forging and around 70% in the coil spring segment. And air spring is fully free at the moment. We are hoping to get another 15 to 20 crore business, around 15 to 18 crore business from air spring section. So that is a new distinct region. So it is like that, around 70% capacity utilization of coil spring, around 60% in the forging.
Okay, got it. Thank you, sir. So we have for new capacity as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question of our question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Mehra from TIL Advisors for closing comments.
Thank you all for participating in this call. Should you have any additional questions or wish to engage with us further, please do not hesitate to contact us. Our email addresses can be found at the back of the investor presentation and the press release. We look forward to our next conversation. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Frontier Springs Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.